There's a chazal that says, "Kol ha'gadol mechavero yitzro gadol himenu." That the greater a person is, the closer they are to Hashem, the harder they work to themselves, the Yetzirah is stronger and more powerful. I remember that always bothered me, that chazal, for a couple of years. Why would that be? You would think that if somebody is more of a gadol, more of a talmid chacham, you wouldn't expect that they would have a stronger taiva or a stronger Yetzirah. Why would that be the case? Why does it work like that? One of the explanations that I heard, that I read, that really the Yetzirah is massive. It's huge, way huger than any one of us in this room could even imagine how powerful the Yetzirah is. But Hashem doesn't have you face it head on as it really is, because that would be completely impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives you a dose of the Yetzirah where it's enough of a challenge, but not too much that you can't handle it. So it will seem to you very hard, almost impossible, but if you push yourself, then Hashem helps you and you beat it. But then as you get stronger, Kadosh Baruch Hu allows you more of the challenge and shows you and exposes to you more of the Yetzirah, so it has a stronger and stronger pull on you. A mashal I think I heard from Rav Nevenzahl was that, let's say somebody's in battle, they're in war, so as one side is making progress and moving forward, so the enemy team is shooting harder, throwing more of their weapons, and really it looks as if you're doing worse right now because they're throwing everything they got on you, but really it's just a reflection that you're doing so much better because you're getting closer to the main city, you're going closer to where their leader is, you're getting closer to the end of the war. So as somebody is fighting, the Yetzirah, you know, will fight him even stronger. It's only a reflection of how well he's doing and how far he's come. That idea is also true in different areas in a person's personal life. In other words, in a person's personal struggles. Areas that you find are extra hard for you, where there's extra resistance, or you have extra strong pull after a certain behavior, a certain desire, a certain attitude or whatever it is, that's because the Yetzirah is fighting you the strongest over there because he knows that that's where your greatest jewels lie, that's where your greatest gems lie, that's where your greatest potential is. So he fights you the strongest over there. Sometimes one of the ways that a person could find where they could grow the most or where some of their biggest strengths lie is when you see, what is the Yetzirah fighting me in the most? Now you know, like, he knows where to try to stop me. Now I know that's where I could figure out what it is where I could find my greatness in. This idea is also true during about times of the year. Times and times of the week and times of the day. Where there's areas of the year, areas of, during the week, where there's a lot of potential for growth, a lot of potential for coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yetzirah tries to fight Klai Yisrael during those times the most and expose them to as much as they could to stop them from being able to connect to what that period of time has to offer. So let's say, for example, it's not by chance that Saturday night, let's say, is like a time in the world where people like to party extra or do worse things. That's like a time that the Kohol HaTumah look forward to bringing out all their stuff. Because Motzei Shabbos, when Shabbos Hamakkah is leaving, the Svarim talk about there being a tremendous potential for a lot of closest to Hashem during that period of time. The period of Hanukkah often, it will fall out very close to their holidays, and that's in order to kind of distract us, to like make us lose our focus from where real true Kedusha and truth and growth and where all the greatest things of the Jewish people could be involved in are, to distract us and focus on their lights and their, songs and their stuff. It's so crazy, it's so chutzpahdik when you think about like how far the Yetzirah would go. You can have a holiday, Hanukkah, that's all about fighting the Greek ideologies and the Hellenistic ideas of worshiping the body and of pleasuring oneself and of seeking out just to selfish desires and to make it that we could be saying Shmona Esrei and be saying Bimei Matityahu 3-4 times a day. We're focusing on what the battle of Hanukkah was all about. Kedusha beating Tumah and Limud HaTorah beating a life of self-worship. and during that same time be drawn after what would have been Greek ideas. You would never think that the Yetzer can get away with such a thing as presenting in front of people things to distract them from a holiday that they themselves are celebrating, lighting candles for and davening for, and yet be more excited about and pulled after what the Greeks themselves were trying to do back then. You could be celebrating something where really it's you still have to fight the battle. You still have to win that war yourself. Not you, us. One of the first Rashi's in the Parsha of Yeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, Rashi points out, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shava Kofetz Lav Rog Zosha Yosef. When Yaakov wanted to rest, he thought, you know, I had a lot of challenge in life, I had a lot of battles, I had a lot of suffering, now let me just take it easy, now I could just learn, just me and Hashem. And that's when his biggest challenge of all, of Yosef being missing, Yosef being taken away, fell upon him. The perspective is that there's never a time to rest. That a person is always meant to grow, always meant to go further, always meant to fight new battles. A person doesn't come, you know, doesn't accomplish their avodas Hashem with one act, with one war, but it's battle after battle after battle. And as a person succeeds, and as a person grows, all of a sudden the Yetzer comes even strong at you to try to stop that from continuing, because he sees, wow, this could really go somewhere. I have to try to squash this. I have to try to stop this. But that's really only a sign that there's what to squash and there's what to try to stop, because that person could keep on going so far. Torah Shraga did staggeringly, unbelievingly well in learning in the last 2 weeks. Everybody, I think, felt it. Everybody saw it. Everybody experienced it. But a year in Eretz Yisrael and an experience of growth is not something that's done in like 1 week's boom and then, okay, and then back to regular life. It's battle after battle after battle. And when somebody sees that they could do so well and they could push so hard, so yeah, they might take a break, they might relax a little bit to be able to gather their strength for the next battle. But then a person has to push further and take the next step and go even further. It's not like a one-time thing. It's a lifetime. And when we see that there's so many things trying to stop growth from happening, things trying to distract us, trying to sway our attention to do things that we didn't come to Eretz Yisrael for, that we didn't come to Yeshiva for, and specifically offering us these things or encouraging us at times where the most potential for growth could be Hanukkah, which is all about beating those ideas. So you know that, wow, if I fight that battle that's trying so hard to stop me, greatness could come out of it. Something unbelievable could come out of it if they're trying to stop this from happening. So I could be weak, and I could just, you know, succumb to anything that's pulling me in any direction and go with every offer because it's fun for me and it's going to make me feel good. Or I could try to rise to the challenge and strengthen myself and fight against the resistance and grow even further and do what it is that I came for. In the end, be way happier with myself and what I've done and done something so much more valuable and real and true and Jewish than if I would have just given in to what was pulling me. It's hard for the rabbis, you know, in all these yeshivas and seminaries to push, you know, sometimes the guys and the girls to grow and to fight the different things that are out there. Because when you put yourselves in their shoes, so you understand where they're coming from. It's fun, it's interesting, leave me alone. I've been doing this forever. Why is everything becomes a big deal all of a sudden? Just like, chill out, relax, you know, leishev b'shava, you know. Let's take a vacation. But it would be wrong. It would be cruel on the part of the Rebbeim, you know, in any of these yeshivas, to allow that complacency and to allow that blindness to just go on its own. Because there's a reason why people pay the yeshivas and pay the Rebbeim to run a yeshiva. Because you're paying these places to help you grow and to help you connect the Torah and mitzvah. So it's our job to do what we're paid for and to try to encourage you and try to, you know, point out, wait, this isn't good for you and that's going to hurt you and that's not what life's about. Otherwise, what are we here for? We're not just all here to just like spend a nice happy year together. Bye-bye, it's nice to know you and keep in touch. Like, there's a job that needs to be done and battles that need to be fought, and we have to put our life in a certain direction, upwards. There's a program that you heard about, and it's also hanging up on the bulletin board, the Hanukkah Challenge. The Shenebeck guys keep on coming over to me you know, you should tell them this, and you should tell them that. You know, and I put out like a dorky video this morning. So right after that, they sent last year's video, which was even better than the one that I set out. There's a reason why they're all into it. Why they can't imagine you not doing it. They can't imagine you not experiencing what they're experiencing and not having that as part of your year. It's like going to an amusement park and just like skipping the best ride that amusement park is famous for. You know, or going to Eretz Yisrael, like forgetting to visit the Kotel. You can't come to Torah Shraga now and not do the Hanukkah challenge. I think that you fully have experienced, you know, a year in Torah Shraga. If you look at the years and the comments and the numbers of people that have been involved, and they're all consistently saying the same reports afterwards, how effective it was to them and how much it helped them and built them and it made their year and it was a turning point. And how could somebody just like walk right past that and like go hang out somewhere and miss it? Like, and then what? What are you going to have after that you could take with you in a real way? So anybody ask you to hang up quotes talking about that one night forever and ever, that somebody be proud of? Nothing's going to come out of it. But this is something that if you take time out, and you could have fun, you could do fun things, there's time. 30, how many, I don't know, eight, it actually ends up being more than 8 days, but 8 times 24, so what's 8 times 24? And then add on a few more hours. So 30 is just like a small percentage of that. You could find 30 hours or the 20-hour option where we pay for half your Papagayo's meal. Or the 20. There's time for that for sure also. It's very doable. It's very not crazy. It's very normal. And it's very much why we're here in this world. It's very much why you came to Israel. It's very much why you're in yeshiva. We're selling you what you asked to buy, what you came here for. And to reject it or to ignore it or to make believe it doesn't exist and to just move on and not taste it is you're hurting yourself. You owe it to yourself to try this, to do this. You have hundreds of voices screaming at you their quotes, do this, try this. So listen to them. They're your peers, they're your friends, they're people that have the same type of experiences that you have, and give it a chance. You could do wherever it is that you go, wherever it is that you are. You could find time to learn 20 hours or to learn 30 hours for the Hanukkah challenge. So we hope that everybody will have their signature signed up over there. A signature there means that you're committed to trying. You're committed to trying to learn for 20 or 30 hours during Hanukkah, which is that's what the holiday is all about. Shkach.